where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Well, what if the biggest thing holding you back isn't your talent or your circumstances, but your own brain? Today's guest is a friend of the show and a returning guest, Sonia Satra, the founder of Emoticize, a keynote speaker and an actress. So welcome back, Sonia.
Thank you.
It's always so nice to see you, for sure, for sure. We want to talk a little bit about your book, What If It Were Easy book, right?
Yes.
And we've talked about it before. We also want to talk a little bit about the entrepreneurial angle, the value to an entrepreneur of publishing a book. I mean, how did it help you in your career, and how did it happen?
I think there's a great value for writing a book. I think, one, it solidifies your expertise. You have it in paper. Here you go. You can hand it out. Someone once said it's like an expensive business card, and you're not totally wrong about that, but it's a great product to have, and it definitely gives you lots and lots of material to work from. It helps a lot with speaking, which is something that I do a good bit, is to get out and speak, and people always are ready to hire you if you have a book. From a credibility, from an expertise, and from a speaking opportunity, it's a game changer.
For someone who's never written a book but thinks they might be interested in writing one, what was the process like, and how did you pull it all together?
You know, I actually wrote three different versions of this book, completely three drafts of it. I think it was trying to figure out what was the best way to present it. Emoticize has 7 steps, but it includes movement. So how was I going to integrate movement? It's really hard to read about fitness. So I ended up having QR codes where people could go straight to videos and actually do the mindset with the movement so they could experience it. Because that was one of the things that was difficult, speaking about something that's so experiential. So it was finding a way to incorporate that into the book so they could not only read about the mindset piece and the science and all the things that were backing it up, but then they could actually do it and feel it for themselves.
So a lot of people that write books go on a media tour. What did the media tour do for your book? Did it really help that much?
The truth exposed. So I think, look, one client and all the referrals makes a huge difference. So yes, it definitely does have that. Do you sell a lot of books on a media tour? I think podcasts are actually one of the best things to be on in order to sell books, more than it was some of the mainstream media.
Did you go on like ABC?
Yeah, so I did a lot of morning shows and toured around, and that was super fun. It was just fun to be back in a studio on TV and talking to people, and it also generates really great social media, so you're out there. It's also something you can use to send to speaker bureaus or whatnot to show that you can speak and people care. And so it helps from, again, sort of solidifying yourself as an expert. And it definitely made a lot of great contacts that I definitely still keep in touch with today and I value, including you. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for that. An interesting thing with Emoticize, because I originally came out of the gate thinking it was more of a fitness program with this mindset component that could really change how you feel and the ideas you come up with. But what I learned was that fitness people don't necessarily want to do the mindset, but mindset people or entrepreneur people will do the movement if it will make a difference. And so I moved away from making it really so fitness oriented, and I really focused on the fact that it's a mindset program, but the moving just accelerates it and opens up your brain, and it really makes you so much more creative and focused and motivated, and there's tons of science behind that. And as a result, you'll also get the exercise. So
I do want to say that when I met Sonia, I was putting this studio together, Gear Media Studios, and Sonia said, "I see you out there giving presentations." I was like,
day one, I said that.
Oh, you did? I was like, oh no, Sonia. I have to say, in the last year, not even a year, I have given presentations at 3 national events.
Yes.
And that's like, it's not just somebody's school classroom. These were big deals. And I do enjoy it. It's a little frightening. but I have a good coach, and she looks at all my slides, and, you know, we go over everything together. And it does feel like a good fit once I get over the whole stress piece of it, which I'm working on. But I do feel like our Friday sessions where we walk and we talk, mm-hmm. right? It's a great mm-hmm. coaching technique.
It really is, because I think often, and I say this to all entrepreneurs, a lot of times you're sitting at your desk and you're trying to come up with an idea and you're trying to think, and then you can't and you're stuck and you get up and you go get some water or you go, you know, walk somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like, ah, I got it. Right. Yeah. And that's not a mistake. And so that movement actually generates a change in your brain, and it opens up the channels to creative thoughts. And there's something about the movement, too. When you move your body, you move your mind. You move mm-hmm. through the emotional things that can sometimes hold you back. And so it really does help you break through some of the blocks just naturally. And then you come up with other ideas.
That's great. Yeah. Well, one of the things that you talk about is limiting beliefs, that we have limiting beliefs that limit our ability to be successful in business. Talk a little bit about that.
Where do you want me to start? Right? I think we all could probably say, yes, they exist, right? There's always that little voice in your head saying, no, you can't do that. You're not good enough. Everybody, it's amazing. The most successful people still do. I'm always surprised, like, really? They think that too? And sometimes the most successful people have it even more. So it's really, it is that old saying, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. You really have to choose. Be at that precipice, right, of are you going to take the safe route or are you going to take the risk? And as we know, we just heard, even the decisions that you make can hugely transform your life and your business.
So you're a believer of putting yourself out there and taking a risk. So how do you coach people who are less willing to do that?
I found that there's two kinds of people. There's the people who need the really small, tiny steps. And that is a very effective way, because it gives you evidence. Every time you take a step, you have evidence you can do it. And so you build on that. So it makes sense. It's a very logical way to go. And you're like, well, you can do it because you just did that. So take another small step and another one until you finally get to that precipice. And then I think there are some other people, and a lot of entrepreneurs, I do find this inherently have that of, the small steps, they don't, they're just like, ugh, it's just too many details. It's just like, come on, give me a big, juicy, like, big goal. And sometimes they need the big goal or the big step, and then they'll bypass all of the fear of the little steps and they'll just go for the big one. So it depends a little on that personality.
When Richard started a law firm and I helped him, we had money saved. So it wasn't like we had to be profitable on day one. When I started the studio and I'm doing this AI consulting business now and speaking, I'm still working for Gearhart Law. I still have my day job, which takes a lot of time, actually. But I don't have to make money day one because I have money coming in. What about people that don't have money coming in that decide to take a leap? How do they fund it? Like, what do they do?
Well, I think you do still have to fund life somehow, right? So whether you have some other job that funds it while you're figuring it out, or you take a loan. I know my husband he's a producer, a television producer, and we, you know, highs and lows. But at one point he took the leap, and we took a second mortgage on our place because we were like, okay, let's give it a shot. I believe in you. Let's go for it and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, we'll figure it out. Now, I wouldn't advise that for people who really can't handle that risk-taking choice. Then I'd say hold on to your day job while you figure it out. It yeah. takes a little longer. It's a little harder that way, I think, because mm-hmm. of the time factor. But there is something, you know, people used to say that to me about acting all the time, you know, like, but don't you have a backup plan? And I used to hate that because I was just like, a backup plan assumes or presumes that I'm not going to make it. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, sometimes you just have to just burn the ship and just go. And you know, you'll figure it out. If you have to go back or swim back to shore, you will swim back to shore. But you have to go with that vision and the persistence and the 300 or 3,000 episodes and until you get there. And so I guess I just say sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith. But you have to pay your bills. So, you know, you do need to eat. So somehow you have to figure out how to do that.
Well, we're having a fascinating discussion with Sonia Satra, who is a television actress, speaker, author. She does it all. We have to take a commercial break, but we'll be back with more Passage to Profit right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest today, Sonia Satra. Sonia is a return guest, and she's written a book. We've talked about that. But one thing we really wanted to explore with her, she's a very spiritual person, and she travels a lot, and she does different experiences related to spirituality, I guess. And I don't know exactly what you would call it, but she wanted to talk a little bit about how the spiritual part of a person needs to be expressed, especially when they're an entrepreneur, and that gets neglected, right?
I think what I have found over 20 years of coaching is that we know mindset is critical. That's a huge part of your belief system and your ability to keep on going and persisting. The body keeps score, right? We know how that, and I always believe that the answers are locked within you. Like it's in your, and you can access it via the body. But I think the other piece that I have noticed time and time again is this X factor. And I call it the soul, the spirit, energy, universal, whatever you want to call it. But it's this other thing that when you can, you know, often people will refer to it in manifestation. It's this energetic that gets created that's connected to something larger than yourself. And when you can align the three of those things, it is just incredible how quickly things can really take off. And so I feel like it's really the trilogy that works so much so. And so I think that's a piece that I'm talking about a little bit more. I'm exploring how do we actually bring that into business coaching, because it's often you don't talk about it, right? Like, oh, we don't talk about that in business, right? But it's more and more, I feel like it's that thing that also helps you tap into your intuition, and it helps to keep you grounded and aligned with your truth and your highest frequency of energy. That is what goes out into the universe, which comes back to you. Mm-hmm. There's a really cool experiment around energy. There's these five goblets. They have five different emotions in them, frequencies. It's obviously in a lab. You wouldn't be able to replicate this at home. And then you have a tuning fork, and it's tuned to one of them. So say you have anger, sadness, happy, shame, I don't know, choose whatever, jealousy. And then you have the tuning fork to happy, the same exact frequency as the happiness one. Mm-hmm. When you spin when you do the tuning fork, the frequency of that sound goes and it matches the happiness frequency in the goblet. And it makes that so big, and so it expands it so much that that goblet will explode. The other ones, absolutely nothing happens to. Yeah.
Wow.
This is like a real thing.
This is a real thing. Wow. This is the power of our energy, our frequency. So, and I feel like it is this, that's why I say it's this X factor. It's something else. And modus eyes often will generate it, because I think movement will help you unblock it. But I also think the more clear you are with tuning into, it doesn't have to be religious. It can be if it is, or it could be spiritual, or it could be, it's this frequency, this energetic, because that is what's going back out. And that is what people instantaneously feel. And that's the kind of energy that you get back to you. And that, I think, is what makes, what elevates people and their ability to tap into success even more effectively.
So I'm trying to find calm, more calm in my life. But this sounds, when we talk about energy, it sounds like almost the opposite of calm. But then there's another part of me that says, well, maybe that's the same thing, because by being calm, you're letting yourself get in touch with this extra energy.
So I know we want calm, right? Because most of us are going around anxious. And there might be just a couple things happening in the world to make us that way. So there's nothing wrong with being calm. We want to be grounded in our grounded. I think I like grounded more than let me be calm, especially because I did your Sphinx code. I do the Sphinx code
thing, right? Sphinx code.
And I know that calm isn't actually your necessarily
it's not my thing. Okay. Yeah.
Thing.
I've got
it's
like
not.
Three towers or something. Right?
You have three towers. You go to force. You are actually like the Jedi, right? So you, for you, movement's actually really powerful, and really being in tune to what is it that you want. You like have a very big energy. So trying to, I'm going to repress that and be calm.
Well, yeah,
it's probably
work for
it's not going to work, right? So it's not your your specific highest frequency of energy. So while we don't want to be off the rails, we're not trying to get into anxiety or anger or any of those things that can derail us completely. We want to try to get into that place. For you, it would be this combo of this mind-body type thing. So when you work out, or when you're doing something that you feel great, think about something that you did that you feel so proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
See, look, your energy is just like, phew, yeah. In that 1 second it changed. You could see it, like you lit up, your energy changed, your eyes lit up. There was a spark. So when you think of something that you did that you feel really proud of, or something that makes you feel strong, then you just suddenly, you're just, it's almost like you expand, and that is your most powerful energy going out. And that is, I think, the place that we want to try to tap into.
That is, I'm definitely a doer, you know, and I get my satisfaction out of life a lot from, you know, accomplishments and
speaking of which, the one he was thinking of, I know, Richard did an Olympic-level triathlon last weekend.
Woo! Yes. That is amazing.
That is so hard.
I was
That's
grateful
so fantastic.
That I didn't have a heart attack.
That's the only one I know, I've ever known who's done that. I mean,
that is awesome.
So but talk about the
fact that you did that, right? Like, and that feeling. That is like your vibrant energy. Yeah. That is who you truly are.
It was a 5-year goal. I mean, it took me 5 years to, you know, to get to the point where I could survive.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel great about it. And it's for me personally, when I need energy, I'll go back to events in my life where that they were powerful for whatever reason. Maybe it was a business success or a personal success. And I'll draw on that, and that gets me back into that mode where I just feel like moving forward again.
Sometimes just taking a moment, being calm, you know, there is a place where you could just settle and then just refocus. Okay, let me think about this. What was it that made that happen? Why did that, whatever it was that you achieved, happen? And then you go back, and that's who you really are. That's what you have. One of my questions in my book, what do you have, right? And and it will also just organically start to regenerate that natural feeling, that natural energy. And even just an exercise with grounding, you could imagine that you have like a swirl of energy kind of coming from above and from like deepest into earth and coming in and sort of swirling. And if you need to reel in your center so that you've got like you're grounded from above, grounded from below. Mm-hmm. But you can also imagine your roots coming out of your feet and going down to the center of earth. It's a really great thing to do before you speak, actually, because at that point you're freaking out and you're just like, I don't feel grounded at all.
I feel ungrounded.
Exactly.
I feel elevated.
I feel like I fly off the stage into the back of the room. But
So can you stay in a state like that if you're doing things that don't feel aligned with yourself?
It's a lot harder. It is a lot harder, which is why you can tell when people are out of alignment, because you can see there's just their energy is a little bit fuzzy. They're not really present. They're not as grounded. It's almost like it's their heart space. Their heart energy isn't coming out. There's a sort of their eyes usually don't have the spark. Like as soon as I mentioned, you know, think of something that you did, you're just like, yeah. You know. So yes, I think a lot, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important to notice that, and to really tune in. And what is it that you feel guided to do? What is it that you feel you're really here to do? How can you serve some greater purpose, because that will also help you really get deeply aligned. So
I just love listening to you, Sonia. You have like such amazing insights. We're with Sonia Satra, author of the book What If It Were Easy, and you can get a lot of your wisdom in the book, right?
Yeah.
And where can people find you if they want to reach out to you to talk about spirituality or modicize?
SoniaSatra.com. My name, SoniaSatra.com, and I'm on all of the social media things as well.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.